Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your homeschool companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Ilanka. I have a beautiful woman sitting in front of me with long, dark hair and a beautiful smile. Sweet. And we are so happy that you've joined us. Just, you know, I have a couple of CDs here that, you know, are beautifully, have beautiful covers on them, and the song titles are wonderful. But we need to set the stage, you know, how you got to this place in your life, how God has led you.
Sure. Well, Rose, thanks so much for having me on your program. I really appreciate it, and for the work that you are doing for the Lord. I've been a recording artist for quite some time. I got my first record deal when I was 12 years old in South Africa, after I won a national competition, and but it wasn't pop music. And although I grew up in the church, in the Dutch Reformed Church, and my mom had us in Sunday school and in church every Sunday, I did not have a personal relationship with Christ until I was about 25 years old. And that was largely part of what had happened to me in my music career in South Africa. My music manager at that time sexually violated me at 12 years old and kept me in sex slavery for five years.
Five years, that's a long time.
Yeah, until I was 17, and God broke me out of that. I didn't know that then, but looking back, I can see how God's hand was always at work in my life. I really was so weary after 5 years, and you get to a place to where the only thing that you know to do is to survive. As human beings, if you are abused for so long, the only thing you can do is to survive. Mm-hmm. The last time that he attempted to sexually violate me, I fought back with everything that I had to say no. And I don't know why it took so many years. I guess I was in such fear for my life because he threatened me and my family that I just never could speak up. But at 17, I did, and really fought, and didn't really care if I was going
to
lose my life that day.
Yeah,
I just really wanted
to
fight. Yes,
like
desperation.
Walking Dead.
And the Lord actually used an off-duty police officer that witnessed what was going on, which turned into a physical assault, and who came to my aid and pulled this man away from me, and got him away from me, but he broke free and ran out of the dressing room that I was standing in, because I was about to go, you know, on stage to do a performance, and I've never seen him since that day. Which it's very powerful for, you know, women to speak up or to stand up to your abuser. And it never looks safe, because it never is safe. And there's not a nice or situation that you can ever be in something like that.
What was your family? Where was your family through this?
So my mom was a single parent. Parents got divorced when I was about 13 months old. My mom was a teacher most of her life. And because my dad wasn't present, my mom worked very hard. And I have a great relationship with her, and I absolutely love my mom. But we had a weakness in our family because there wasn't a father. Mm-hmm. And this individual just prayed. He groomed and prayed on our family, and found a very in a very devious, manipulative way. Mm-hmm. He became friends with my family and got close to, you know, my family members, and started, you know, violating me. And it's like living in a prison in your own home.
Yeah,
is what it's like. Mm-hmm. And you know, my story is not unique. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of girls, boys in America who were either violated by their parents or an uncle or a cousin, and it goes on for years.
Yes.
And today it's got a new name, right? When we say sex slavery, but that is really what it is. It's a modern day problem, but it has been around, you know, for a very long time, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Now, were you in South Africa at the time?
I was. I moved to Nashville, Tennessee after my graduating year in high school when I was 19 years old. And but I ran. That's why I wanted to come here for music, but my heart's condition was to run away from my past so that nobody would ever find out mm-hmm. what happened to me, because you are damaged, right? Mm-hmm. If you have gone through such severe abuse, who would want you as a woman? Who would want to marry you as a woman? And I couldn't see that anybody would have grace and mercy on me to even try to understand that part of my story. So I became very, very closed up, and I kept it as a secret, you know, for a better part of 11 years, and lied about my identity and tried to become someone else. And the amazing thing about the Lord, though, is He gave me an identity, and eventually the Lord brought me back to Him and showed me what that was, which... thank the Lord that He did that.
Amen. What a fantastic mm-hmm. testimony. So you're 19. It's like a new beginning. And God is a God of new beginnings. And of course, not everyone maybe has the resources to even come to a new country.
Right.
But, you know, looking back, you can see where God was leading you every step of the way. So when you came to this country, were you able to get in with people who would help you with your music?
I did. I immediately got involved in the music community, and shortly after that, I signed another record deal in Nashville, and still having a pop career, but still living with this deep dark secret inside mm-hmm. of me. So everything that I did as an artist came from a dark place. The way that I would dress or carry myself or be in meetings, none of it was from a moral compass of I'm a godly woman. Mm-hmm. I was a broken and abused child. Mm-hmm. That had never really developed past 12 years old. So emotionally, I just wasn't able to really do well in a professional setting, you know, in the music industry, even though I had great success and I you know, wrote songs and got cuts and, you know, did all mm-hmm. of that. It lasted for a very brief time. I married very young in Nashville and was married for 5 years. And after 5 years, I could not keep continuing to lie about my identity and what I'd gone through, because if you keep something yeah. like that inside of you, it eats your life.
Yeah, like
every day you wake up, you think about it, and every mm-hmm. when you go to bed, and how are you to have a normal sexual intimate relationship with your husband when you have this cloud hanging over mm-hmm. your head? And it really God allowed that to come up in me, and it really caught up with me, mm-hmm. and I couldn't lie anymore. So I shared with my husband then what had happened. We both weren't in church or walking with the Lord. And Rose, there was no way that our marriage had the foundation to survive such trauma.
Mm-hmm.
He was a wonderful man, but he didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. And we both were left standing with our hearts in our hand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really violated our marriage, because I lied for such a long time about my identity. And I did. And it was just, we couldn't recover.
Yeah,
it was a very sad time.
It's not so much you violated, is that you passed on your pain because you hadn't been
the brokenness.
Given tools.
That's a great way of putting it, Rose.
To take care of it.
Right.
So then what happened?
So I went through that, and I was still signed as a recording artist in Nashville, and my depression and anxiety at that point became uncontrollable. Stomach ulcers, and mm-hmm. I would have physical manifestations of my body then. I just didn't want to live. So I attempted suicide and ended up in a psychiatric hospital for almost 2 weeks. Best thing that happened to me was that God did not allow me to die that day, because I would not have been with the Lord. And I'd not surrendered my life yet. It was a very dark time, a very hard time.
And did you have any support? I mean, had any of your family come over here with you? I mean, at this point,
my mother.
You didn't have your mm-hmm. husband anymore. Yeah.
From the moment that I shared what had happened with me, I had family to support me around. I mean, of course, you know, no one knew that had happened to me. I mean, they saw signs, and looking back, it mm-hmm. makes sense. But because I was so closed up and never really shared what was going on, it was very hard to reach me. It was very hard for my mom to speak to me, even though she tried multiple times. Yes, they supported me. But the more my story started unfolding, the less I wanted people close to me, mm-hmm. because I was so afraid of what I might become.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to, you know, be a prostitute on a street corner.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be a statistic, you know, even though I almost became a statistic mm-hmm. because I attempted to take my life.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. We're talking with Ilanka, and you can go to her website, ilankamusic.com. We're going to take a break right here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, beauty out of ashes. We'll be right back.
If you missed part of today's show, you'd like a copy for yourself or to share with a friend, then please go to our website, lifetalk.net, and click the podcast page. All of Lifetalk's shows are posted on our site and are free for you at any time. If you don't have an internet connection or you just want a compact disc of today's show, call 800-775-4673 with your credit card ready, because you'll be asked for a small donation to help cover our costs. Also, we'd like to hear what you thought of today's show. Please send us an email, include the title of the show on the subject line, and send that email to office@lifetalk.net. That's office@lifetalk.net.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Ilanka, and you can go to her website, ilankamusic.com. Let's talk about the first album. Now, this probably isn't the first album that...
No, it's actually not the first one.
But it's the one I have.
It's the recent worship. Yes, it's the recent worship album that we've been touring for the last year.
Okay.
Yes, and it's called Ever and Ever. Everything on the album was written out of scripture.
And I love scripture.
The first single, Ever and Ever, was written out of Revelation 16. And the lyrics just say, praise and glory, wisdom and honor, power and strength of God our Father, every day you reign. And that's so important to know, that God is never asleep and that He's always at work in our lives. And it is true that He reigns every single day for each one of, you know, His children. Rose, you asked me a very important question about if I had support. I want to share with you, if I may. My husband today, Bill Deaton, knew me during that time when I attempted suicide. And he was the first person that came up to me and said, do you know that there's a God in heaven that loves you? And even though you might not know who you are, do you know what He did for the woman at the well? Do you know what He did for the woman that was bleeding outside the city gates? And he started sharing biblical stories with me. And Bill sowed the gospel into my life like I'd never had sowed into my life before. It was probably the largest support that I got was from that. So I wanted to tell you about that.
Yeah, and we want to talk a little bit about the journey back. I mean, your mom probably has had to deal with her own guilt.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, why didn't I see it? I see it now. Why didn't I see it then?
Yes.
How did the relationship evolve?
The relationship first broke because I was very angry at her and didn't understand why she didn't protect me.
Yes.
It wasn't until years later, through counseling for both of us, that I got to see that that was never her intent. She's not the one that violated me. She's not the one that did that to me. But it's been hard work. It's been years of going to. I'm a firm believer in Christian counseling.
Yeah.
Because God uses counselors to talk you through scenarios and help you understand and see things differently. But we are committed not to surrender to what the evil one has for us, that
right.
we can have freedom in Christ. And yes, it's hard work,
mm-hmm.
and we have to work on our relationships. We don't just sweep it under the rug, and we talk about it,
mm-hmm.
and we are transparent and honest about it. So I think that's the biggest thing with Mom and I,
how we
can have a relationship today. That's great.
Yes, and there must have been maybe a gradual or maybe a point in your life where you no longer defined yourself by what had happened to you in the past.
That's correct. And that happened after I, in a very broken way, one Sunday after being invited to a church in Franklin, which Bill invited me, and we went to a church. And I heard a message from a pastor that spoke about the grace of Jesus and what God did and His mercy, like I've never heard before. And I wanted the Jesus that they were talking about. And I went home after church, and I literally collapsed in the hallway of my house and just cried out to the Lord, broken, desperate cry, and just said, if you are the Jesus that they were talking about in church today, and if you are the Jesus who I was taught, you please, you have to help me because I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
It wasn't a perfect prayer. It was broken just the way, that's all I had to give.
Yes.
And that was the very first time that I had heard the Lord's voice. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me lying right there on the floor and just said, if Bill can pray for you, because Bill prayed for me a lot, if Bill can pray for you like that, why can't you, you know, pray for me to do work in your life? And I did. And it was a kind of a road to Damascus experience. I didn't understand that term then. Today I do, because I know the Bible more today.
Yes.
But God rescued me and my personality changed. The way that I would look at myself in the mirror, that was a very, very big thing. I used to think that I was not a beautiful woman, an ugly woman who had no purpose in life and didn't understand why I was here. And God slowly, over many months, it was a process, started pulling layers back of faulty thinking that I had about myself, and would reintroduce through scripture, through stories, through sermons, through people talking to me, you know, through counseling, just how much He loves me and how important I am to Him, and how He, you know, will use this brokenness that happened to me, not to be a Debbie Downer for other women, but to actually tell women, look, you don't have to be a statistic. You can have hope. You can be encouraged that, yes, we go through trials and hard things, but God is in the business of restoration.
Yes.
And He redeems and He gives us freedom so that you can go on and have a healthy marriage, a restored marriage, redeemed sexuality. All of those things that go hand in hand with someone that has gone through your severe abuse. You don't have to become a recluse that lives in your house and don't think that there's freedom. That's why Christ came for us, was to give us freedom. And I firsthand experienced that. It was remarkable.
It is remarkable. As you're speaking, I'm thinking, what about that? Or maybe you struggled with it. If there's, you know, this God of love, why did He let me go through it in the first place?
Oh, I did. I did. And I think that's why I, for, you know, all those years while it was happening to me, why I turned my back on the Lord. Because there's no place in my brain where that could make sense.
Yeah.
Why would God, who loved me so much, why would He allow me to be tormented for so many years? And Rose, I don't think you can understand that in the middle of it. I think in the middle of a situation like that, what we observe as believers when someone turns their back on the Lord is because they're in the middle of the fray.
Yeah.
They are in a storm. They cannot see. You know, through any of it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see through any of it. It was years afterwards. And I had to work out my anger with the Lord. I had to have some very angry conversations with Him. And God's big enough to take on my anger and to take on my questions and to deal with me with a very gentle hand and lead me through why He allowed what He did and how He's going to use that now. And it's a real comfort to me. And it's actually in scripture. 2 Corinthians 1:4 says that He comforts us through all of our troubles so that we can therefore comfort others with the same comfort that He's given to us. So I can comfort someone else and it reveals His glory, not mine. It reveals His glory.
And out of all this brokenness, not only are you making beautiful music, but I'm sure you're ministering to others who have suffered abuse.
Oh, yes. That's my heartbeat, Rose. Music is something that God's given me a gift to write and to sing. But my heartbeat is women, is sitting with women and sharing my story and being encouragement and talking to women about allowing the gospel of Jesus to wash you.
Yes.
To wash you and to renew you and to speak hope into people's lives again. That's absolutely my heartbeat.
I love it because I think so many women build, I mean, some of them actually build physical protection around them and, you know, and become very obese or just very unattractive.
Yeah.
And, you know, God, that's not God's perfect will for us. He wants us to remain and be beautiful creatures and healthy and, you know, joyful.
Yes.
And you can't do that if you're still living in the past. So I know we only have like 4 minutes left of the show, but I want you to talk about forgiveness.
Yes, forgiveness. That was a very big piece for me. You know, I can remember reading scripture and getting to Hebrews 13:5 when the Lord says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And for some reason, the Lord used that verse to trigger that I needed to walk in forgiveness with the man that perpetrated me, which seemed very odd to me. Like, mm-hmm. how could I do that? So I was standing on a street corner after going on a run in Franklin, Tennessee, where I live. I was standing on a street corner and I just lifted my hands and to the Lord and I said, you know, there's nothing in me that wants to forgive this man. Nothing. Not one single cell in me wants to forgive him. But I know that this is what you want me to do because I could feel that the Holy Spirit was leading me to that. So I just said, God, here I am. Just the way I am, I forgive him. Even though I don't believe it right now, even though I don't feel it right now, I forgive him. I forgive my mother for not protecting me. I forgive you for the things that I'm still holding against you in my heart that I'm holding against you, Lord.
Amen, amen.
And whatever those are, can you take that root out of my heart? And can you please put forgiveness in me so that I can forgive? That was the start of my forgiveness process. And let me tell you, it was all the Holy Spirit's work. It was me stepping out in faith with the Lord and giving that peace to the Lord, but the actual forgiveness portion was the Holy Spirit, you know, planting yes. that in me and rooting the ugly out. You're taking those ugly roots yes. out of me, and I'm free from
That's
that today. Hallelujah!
Really freedom.
I really have forgiven, yeah. and because God's forgiven me,
yeah.
you know, and that's beautiful, and that's why I'm free
yes.
today.
What a wonderful testimony. I want to encourage our listeners to go to your website, ilonkamusic.com, and that's spelled ilonkamusic.com. We didn't get to talk about your Christmas. We still have a minute. Let's talk about your Christmas classic, Ilonka Christmas. Classic
Christmas.
Yes.
The single for that is coming out at the end of the year of 2014. The first single is called Love Came Down at Christmas. It's a beautiful string arrangement orchestra that plays on it. And yeah, I'm very excited about it coming out. It's my first Christmas project that I've done that is so gospel-filled.
Yes. And isn't that the truth? Love did come down at Christmas.
Amen.
And it's the reason why we can function the way we do in this sinful world. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. And God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.